What? Wait, what is that? Is that me?
It's Canada Day!
Oh, I'm like, did I play that? What the hell happened? I thought that was Happy Birthday for a second. I thought it was a Happy Birthday song.
Wait, did Canada steal the Happy Birthday song?
No, they did.
It just Canada changed Day. The lyrics.
No. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, happy birthday. You're looking pretty great.
Pretty sure at the beginning.
Together.
Oh, man.
Are you excited about anything about Canada Day, Rob?
Yeah, of course.
You know why? Because okay. Canada Day means you guys are getting a long weekend.
Woohoo. Well, we have Independence Day coming up.
Exactly. It's a precursor. Canada Day is just a precursor.
Yep.
To let you guys know that you get Friday off.
Yep.
That's why we do it. It's a service. Yeah. You guys should pay us for it, really. So, for Canada Day, I did nothing Canadian. I didn't go to Canadian Tire. I didn't watch the Space Channel.
Space Channel. That's right. I forgot about the Space Channel.
I didn't go to Tim Hortons, but they're not Canadian anymore anyway.
Oh, no?
No, Americans own them now. Burger King owns Tim Hortons.
Ah, gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. All right. So everything's back again. It's awesome. A whole different link that I will go and fix and post. So how's everybody been the past 3 months? We were supposed to have poor Tim on last week.
Poor Tim.
Yeah.
Poor Tim.
That didn't work.
Is that his official name? Like, does he have a little crutch?
Aw.
he should.
Poor Tim.
Tiny Tim.
Yeah.
God bless us. Everyone.
Exactly.
Unfortunately, weather did not cooperate with me.
No. You had some exciting times.
Yeah, it was great. We were without power for a couple days. There's like 90 trees down at the park.
Nice. We had a major weather event here too. We had a windstorm that knocked over the patio umbrella.
Oh wow! Yeah, we had like there was like a 75 or 80 mile an hour wind burst that came through.
That's not good, right?
No, not really.
Nope. You had some damage, didn't you?
No, not at the house. We just had no power.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought so. You had some stuff blown over in your yard.
That was the neighbor's trampoline.
Oh. Now you can't jump on it.
We actually had almost no damage, like hardly any branches down or anything. But all around us was like mayhem. It was crazy. It took me like 2 hours to go 2 miles to get gas.
Ew.
So that was a good time.
That's not fun.
Clearing
the road in a manly way as you go.
Oh, yeah. What you're doing? Yeah. No, I was just trying to get gas and it didn't work. Yeah, because well, there was just literally a line of traffic for like 3 miles. So
imagine if something like major happened. That's scary, right? This is 3 days, people.
Well, there was actually more of a power outage down here than there was during Sandy. So, but at least it wasn't hot out, so there was that. Apologies to all the UK people and the people out west where it is apparently 8 million degrees.
It is very hot. It is very hot. I'm drinking probably about 4 liters of water a day at this point. Yeah, just to keep hydrated.
Yes, I saw it's been pretty crazy everywhere else, so.
Yeah, well, Mother Nature's a bitch. What can you say?
That happens.
Well, here, like I was saying, everything is coming out of the garden a couple of weeks early. Like, my apples are way ahead of where they should be, and my, you know, everything is just screwed up. We'll see what happens. Yeah. We'll see. But it means I can get more crops in this season, which is great for me.
That's true.
Let's talk about other stuff we like Canada Day. Oh, wait, no, we already talked about that. It's very exciting.
For Canada Day, Illyrio went to South Carolina.
Yeah.
That's the tradition in Canada Day, is to leave Canada.
Leave Canada.
It kind of is.
Get out, go to Bellingham shopping.
Myrtle Beach has always been a big, I don't know, Quebec travel destination for some reason.
Interesting.
Generally, a lot of guys in Speedos.
Ooh.
I don't know if that, also if Illyria wears Speedos, I don't know.
He has the body for it now.
Yeah, true. He's running marathons and all that.
This is true. It's true. We're all trying to get in better shape as we get older. I think that's what's happening. It's terrifying.
Yeah, which is how I hurt my back, because I am not in good shape.
Finding old the hard way.
And I can't even bowl anymore. It's ridiculous.
Well, bowling takes a very specific set of muscles, though. Like, if you don't bowl and you go once a year.
I don't go once a year.
No, I know you don't go once a year. But for someone like me, bowling can put me out for a couple of days. Like,
Oh, yeah.
You're screwed and all my muscles hurt.
Yeah, definitely. Like, if it was something I never did and then did it. But this is ridiculous. Like, it's just because of poor conditioning.
You just need to stretch in the back parking lot before you go in.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah. Touch your toes, you know.
Or I should have just stopped when, you know, I got hurt.
And
I kept going.
That sounds less fun.
That would probably have been a good idea.
Yeah.
But we had the, let's see, Game of Thrones finished up.
Yes.
E3 happened.
I know.
Yeah, E3 is pretty big.
Yeah,
probably amazing, one of the better ones.
Amazing stuff. Announcements from everybody about everything.
Everything.
Pretty much.
Movies happened, things.
There's a small convention happening soon.
Yeah,
San Diego.
I don't even know anything about it, honestly, and I'm going. So.
We should see if we can get text Colleen and see if she'll join us, because every year, classically, on our pre-San Diego show, we have had Colleen.
Oh, that's true. That's a good point. That is true.
We just didn't really know we were going to be doing this kind of at this time. So.
Well, no, we were supposed to do it last week, but things happen. So.
It's true. Poor Jamie.
Yeah, I purposely killed the live. Yeah, I purposely killed the live feed to get rid of Jamie. That was the idea, because I knew he wouldn't have the technical savvy to find another link.
I'm gonna message him. I'm messaging him right now just to spite you, you mean person.
So anyway, well, Rob, you want to talk about E3? There's a lot of stuff there.
Sure,
a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
a lot of stuff.
It was huge.
Yeah. Gosh. I mean, the one thing that stands out to me, which is like probably the biggest announcement, or like the biggest, where people like just went off the handle, is they finally announced a remake of Final Fantasy VII.
Oh, see,
yeah, I saw that you posted about that.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to go with the Fallout announcement.
Well, no, I mean, that's next, but that's probably like, that's like second, that's but second. Like... I'm very excited about Fallout, trust me. But first, I mean, it's just the fact that they kind of, Sony kind of trolled the fans, like, at the, I forgot what the show was, but not too long ago, they announced that they were going to release on PS4 the PC version of Final Fantasy VII, which is not like, you know, it's the same old blocky graphics.
Yeah, it's
and
no
everyone,
different.
Everyone was like, what the fuck? And, but yeah, at this E3, they rolled the trailer, and there were some rumors that it was going to happen, but I didn't really believe them. But then I'm sitting there, I was watching the conference live, I was sitting there with my roommate, and we were watching it, and like, we're like, wait, this kind of looks like, no, wait, is this? And that there were some high-pitched squeals, I believe, as well. When they realized what it was, but I mean, this is something that people have been asking for a long time, so it's pretty huge announcement. It's probably going to take a while for them to actually make the game, but
they just announced that it was being redeveloped, or that it was
they just
out.
Started like the beginning of the year, so it's probably going to take them a while.
That's not very
20. I mean, it's definitely not coming out next year, but 2017 is the 20th anniversary, so that would be cool. But even that would be, I think, a tough job to get such a big game, high-profile game done that quickly.
Yeah, you're talking, that's usually years.
Yeah, and this is Square Enix we're talking about, and they're notoriously slow at everything. So I'm not going to hold my breath to have it in the next 2 years, but it's coming at some point.
At least you know it's on the way now.
Yeah, yeah.
Sounds like the Game of Thrones.
Yeah, basically.
It's coming at some point.
No, games take even longer than that. I mean, because Fallout's been in development since 3 was done.
Yes, that was actually... So the great thing about the Fallout announcement was that it's cool that they actually were able to keep it. I mean, we knew they were making it, but for the most part, they kept it under wraps.
Bethesda never lets anything out.
Yeah. And the awesome thing was that they announced it, and it's coming out this year in November.
And they had a full trailer with gameplay and everything else, and
Have you played the Fallout games, Mike? It's basically Skyrim.
Yeah. I may or may not have a Fallout podcast.
What? What other secret lives are you keeping from all of us?
Look, I'm just saying I may or may not, and it may or may not be on the feed. Not this feed.
Or may not join you.
Come join in. Yes. It's like my Skyrim show. We just, whoever wants to hop in, hops in. That's it.
That's pretty cool.
It's very loosey-goosey gameplay kind of talk stuff. So right now, I might be playing Fallout 3 at this particular moment. Because it's been a while since I played any Fallout, and I only played them a little bit, so I wanted to get, back in the groove. But,
So long. I mean, they're great games.
Oh, the open world.
I spent 100 hours on Fallout 3.
Yeah, that easily. Yeah, definitely. But, that was an awesome announcement they had. I thought Bethesda had a whole big thing, but they had the Doom thing.
Oh yeah, Doom looked pretty cool too.
Yeah, there was what else was there? There was two other things they announced.
Well, they announced that they had that mobile Fallout game, Fallout Shelter.
Oh yeah, I've been playing that. It's fun. I would say it's like an enhanced Tiny Tower.
Yeah, it's fun. Except the one problem is that it crashes all the time for me.
Oh, does it?
Apparently, yeah. Apparently, on devices with less than a gig of RAM, it crashes a lot. So any of the iPod Touches and the older iPads, hopefully they can find a way to fix that. Because it is really fun.
It is, yeah. It's more involved. It's like a Tiny Tower where you build something, but it's way more involved because you actually arm people and send them out to get stuff.
Yeah, see, I like that. I get bored of Tiny Tower.
Yeah, because all you're doing is building levels there. This is definitely more involved.
Well, the other cool thing about Fallout 4 was that they announced that crazy special edition version.
Yeah, the Pip-Boy edition with the
life-size wearable Pip-Boy, which holds your phone in it
for $119.
Yeah.
They are sold out. Every release of it has been sold out.
I may or may not have pre-ordered that.
Did you get it? Were you able to pre-order it?
Yes.
Take my money, please.
I'm glad. I don't usually buy special editions of things, but I think
that's a pretty cool special edition.
Pretty cool thing. And it's a cool piece to show off, display piece as well. But it's amazing how you can use the app to basically control the menu in the game. And it's not just, you can't just what are you going to do? Put it next to you or tape it to your arm. That's no fun.
Yeah. You gotta wear it.
You gotta have the Pip-Boy.
That the full second screen thing was, I was really impressed with that.
Yeah. I think that they're going to kind of do it right. Cause he said he doesn't really they don't really like the gimmicky stuff, and this one actually is,
it works, yeah.
Very useful, yeah.
Yeah, because when you're playing the game, you flick back and forth to the Pip-Boy 8 trillion times.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If I could just, go on my wrist and boop, boop, boop.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Switch weapons. Oops. Although, I don't know. If you're holding the controller, how do you do... you're going to have to put your controller down to do that, though. That's the only issue.
Right.
Unless it's voice.
You could probably if you hold it with the left hand and use the left stick to walk, you could probably walk while you're.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, so you can have some mobility at least.
Yeah, I like the second screen thing. I like that it's actually being used for in-game useful stuff instead of just basic, just some fun little things or whatever. But to actually be useful and be part of the game is pretty cool.
Yeah, that is very cool. I'm glad I pre-ordered it because you can't find it now anywhere.
Yeah, no. Basically, I've been following along with it, and it's just been, as it comes up, it's like gone.
Yeah.
Anywhere it comes up. So
I mean, I figure like you might as well, like on Amazon, you can pre-order stuff and you don't pay until it ships. So
oh, that's
like,
true. Yeah. You don't have to worry.
It's like,
about,
why,
yeah.
You know, why wouldn't I do this? Like I can decide, you know, later if I don't have to actually get it, but probably will.
Yeah. If you don't want it, you don't have to get it.
Yeah.
That's true.
But at least like I knew it would, you know, it would be reserved for me if I wanted it.
Yeah.
But
it's ready to go.
But yeah, pretty certain it's going to be mine.
Let's see. There was also the backwards compatibility announcement from Microsoft.
That actually was pretty cool, yeah.
I think that'll help out with some of the later games that have like load screen issues and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, it's actually a pretty big technical feat because they're essentially emulating an Xbox 360, yep. Which is not
the same.
Not easy
at all. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's pretty impressive what they did. I have to hand it to them. You know, I mean, I don't know if PS4 had that, you know, there are a couple of PS3 games I'm playing through just to kind of get through, but all in all, like I usually don't go back to older games too much. I kind of just keep going forward.
Yeah.
Personally, but you know, I guess there's a lot of people out there who want to be able to,
yeah, play an older game.
Yeah.
And then Microsoft announced that modding will be available, or mods will become available, game mods will become available on the Xbox One. I'm not sure how they're going to do it, but
I don't know, yeah.
I assume it'll just be like, and they also announced they were going to be free.
That's good,
because
yeah.
It was a big mod debacle a while back, but
mods should always be free.
Yeah, so they announced that they would be free, and so I would assume there would be some kind of size limitation because you get some pretty large ones on some games. So,
yeah,
what did I didn't see much of Sony's.
Sony had good stuff.
I know people were like raving about it, but I don't have PlayStation, so was it?
They showed Uncharted 4, which looks actually really awesome. Let's see, they showed The Last Guardian, which was supposed to be out on the PS3 like a long time ago. And then they basically were like, we cannot make this game on the PS3. So they switched to the PS4.
They switched it over,
and
yeah.
Basically had to redo a lot of it. So they finally showed gameplay from that. It looks pretty interesting. Like you play a boy and there's this giant dog / bird thing. And so you kind of... I mean, those games... same developer that made Ico and the Final Fantasy VII thing was during Sony, which is great. Battlefront looks awesome.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, that looks great.
That was another big one. Yeah, there was so many announcements. It's like hard to.
I know there is really a lot.
It was crazy just how many. I'm trying to think what else.
Kingdom Hearts 3.
Yeah. There was just so many. I lost track.
It was probably, yeah.
it was a pretty crazy week.
One of the best shows.
Like,
yeah.
Every day they were, or, you know, crazy weekend, I should say, because every day they were announcing something.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm excited about this game called No Man's Sky. That's pretty crazy. Like, where it procedurally generates, like, you know, millions of planets, basically.
Oh, cool.
And you can kind of, you could just fly anywhere onto any planet, and it's generates everything, you know. Huh. So it's like, and it's like a shared universe, but like it's so large that it's like, you know, you're probably going to discover a new planet. And
oh, well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's neat. It's kind of like... It's like kind of like Minecraft, but on a huge scale. Plus, you know.
Oh God, that's what
some
I need
kind
in my
of.
Life.
See, I don't like Minecraft, but I'm excited about this because it's more of like there's not like a story per se, but there's goals to do, things to do.
I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about Connor.
Oh yeah.
Minecraft is like all the rage with the kids, but yeah, one like that sounds crazy. With
it's pretty impressive, and it's a tiny, tiny team that's doing it. So, I think it's, I don't know, they still haven't released or announced a release date yet, but I gotta think it's gotta be pretty soon. And actually, with Nintendo had a couple fun things as well.
Oh yeah,
Super Mario Maker.
Mm-hmm. Super where fun. You make your own game. Basically,
You make your own Mario levels. Yeah,
yeah. It's and basically like a
creation. Share them game, and yeah. And yeah.
That seems pretty cool. Where you can make your own. That does seem like a pretty
fun and thing. You could switch it between you can switch it between like original Nintendo, Super Mario 3.
Mm-hmm.
Super Mario World, and then new Super Mario Brothers. So you can kind of switch the style.
However you'd like.
Yeah. Yeah. And create your levels. And like, it's basically like unlimited Mario levels because you can just keep downloading.
Yeah, you can pretty much make whatever you want.
Yeah, it's pretty neat concept.
Yeah, built for graphics and stuff. So I got the mid-grade one just to kind of test it out and see. I didn't want to spend like crazy money on something.
Yeah,
I wasn't, that I wasn't completely sure about. You know what I mean? So
it's basically like kind of like a console, but like
It's a basically PC. A console gaming PC is essentially what it is. You can, you use your controller for a lot of stuff, but you also need mouse and keyboard, and you can also switch over to whatever it has on what Windows 8 has on it now, and it's automatic upgrade to 10. Definitely
get out of 8 as soon as you can.
Yeah, I don't really use 8 for anything because I just go to the other screen unless I'm doing something but I don't really need to use that for that anyway. So I picked that up. I'm really happy with it. It's really small, really compact.
Nice.
Really simple. Comes with a 360 controller that hooks up to it, with a little USB adapter to play it wirelessly. It's a good little machine. It was like $660 or something like the mid grade one. And you can
that's pretty good considering it's a PC.
What gaming PCs are,
you
can spend crazy money. But you can run like 1080p on most stuff without an issue, 60 frames. For anything that's reasonably recent. Anything that newer probably slow it down a little bit, but I was like, cool, this is pretty cool. Because nice. I was still debating if I was gonna get the Xbox One or not, and I was like, you know what, I could spend $400 for that, or I could try this. So I was like, let me try that. But I've been pretty happy with it. There was just a software update. It changed the interface a little bit for the Alienware software end of it. So I'm not real thrilled with how they changed it, but it's a fresh change, so I'll give it time and see what happens. Because you know how that is when it's like a drastic change. It's not just like a little update. So
yeah, right, right.
Yeah, so I got to wait and see how I feel about that. But that's the only thing I'm uncertain about it right now. That's basically all I've been doing with gaming and PC stuff.
Yeah, it's like it's hard because like there's so many things I want to play, but it's just not enough time.
Yeah,
so it's not enough time and trying to
exactly. I only have so much time, so it's like
yeah.
I didn't want to invest in the new console yet because there wasn't anything out that I wanted yet.
Yeah,
but I wanted to try some different stuff with what I have, so I was like, let me get this and see how it works. And it's worked out for me, so
that's cool.
I've been pretty happy with it over the last few weeks.
Yeah, but I've been enjoying it. You know, I have a PS4. I've been enjoying it, getting good use out of it. It's definitely improved a lot since it came out, and I found there's a good selection. I also have the PlayStation Plus, so you get quite a bit of free games every month.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, and even
which is nice.
Yeah, Xbox Live still has the games for gold and all. And then I picked up a bunch of stuff on the Steam sale that was like a couple dollars.
That's what makes that's what's good about the you know, yeah, you might spend a little bit more on a PC, but
oh my god, game costs
are way way less.
Yeah, like you could on the sale you can pick up stuff like 70% off. You know,
oh yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah.
And you're not finding that ever, even if you're going to like GameStop. Unless
oh, no,
it's like
no.
10 years old, you're not getting it for super cheap.
No.
It's just the way it is. So, yeah, that is a big advantage. It's way, way cheaper buying the games. Even when they're new, I think they're cheaper as well. I think they're 50 instead of 60 or something like that. So, but anyway. Yes, Mikhail, we're almost done.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I forgot we do have a third
That is the longest I've ever been quiet in my whole life. I'm pretty sure we've set a record.
Oh,
Jamie Hill
man.
Says that he cannot hear us.
Tough shit.
Or actually, he says, I can't hear y'all.
You want me to prove that it's working? Watch this. Big
what?
Advantage. It's way, way cheaper buying. See? That was the feed I just played.
No. Turn up your volume.
Go to the other, I don't know, try reloading it. I don't know. It's working.
Is it plugged in?
Yeah. That's what I just played the audio from it. That I just turned because I have it on mute so I can see, you know, the chat. But look, Jamie, maybe you're going deaf for playing all those records. I don't
know. It's
working.
Watch
this. I can hear it
see?
Too.
Yeah, see, it's just Jamie. He's deaf from all the Brian Wilson records. That's the problem.
So I emailed or I texted Colleen, but she must be busy being a mommy or something awesome like that. See how I caught myself there?
Oh.
Yay, kids. So that was lots of words.
Yes. Yes.
Birds.
Did you catch all that? Or are you picking up? What are you picking up? What are you picking up this fall when it comes out, Michaela?
Probably not a lot. I hope to be a little busier this fall than I've been this last couple of months.
It'll probably still be 100 degrees there.
It is. It is. And the last 3 days has been really hard because you're like, oh, I can see the grass is growing and I should probably mow it, but I just really don't want to.
I really don't want to.
Please don't make me.
Well, I have
he
to
says he's reloaded it 3 times.
Well, I don't know what to tell him. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Maybe Michael blocked you.
Yeah, I was going to cut my grass today, but since I hurt my back, I was like, crap, I can't even cut because I don't want to have a bad back when I get on the plane on
no,
Friday.
No, you got to get ice on that thing, I'm telling you.
Oh, I have been. I've been icing it all. Yeah. So I'm like, there's no way. So I had to call a landscaper today so I could get the grass cut.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I told Jamie that perhaps you had blocked him.
I tried.
Yeah.
I blocked him from YouTube. He is blocked from all of YouTube.
All of YouTube. You have this kind of power, do you?
Yes, the whole of YouTube has blocked him.
Funny. And yet you still have to wait in line for tickets to Comic-Con like everyone else.
Yes, yes.
You think with that kind of power.
You would think with somebody who could block the whole of YouTube, he would get something.
Yeah, so that sounded all very exciting.
E3 was amazing. We discovered I have another podcast.
Every time we talk, we learn something new about you.
Yes.
Isn't that good? Well, there you go. This is our fourth pre-San Diego Comic-Con show, but we haven't talked about anything to do with San Diego Comic-Con, so that's...
I honestly have no freaking clue what is going on at Comic-Con, I'll be honest.
You're just going to plan it when you get there and you download the app kind of while you're in Vegas idea? Is that what you're going to do?
I don't know. I'll probably look at it like Wednesday.
I don't blame you.
I don't. Well, with Connor, like, I'm not going to like 800 panels or anything. I think we're going to go to Once Upon a Time.
Yeah.
Because he likes Once Upon a Time. So him and I are doing like a whole... We're watching it from the beginning because obviously he was too young at that point to remember any of it. So first couple seasons he wants to see. So we're like in middle of season two. Plus we're also caught up. So. We have like a gap in the middle somewhere that we haven't seen. But yeah, we're going to, like, that's the one panel we kind of want to see is once for him is that. And other than that, just like play it by ear, hang out, you know, go to San Diego. Like, I'm not going to kill myself.
I mean, San Diego's beautiful.
Yeah, exactly. We're staying on Coronado for 2 days, which is nice. And then at the right next to the convention center once we get there. So there's that. So I just look at it as a trip, and when I get to see stuff, I get to see stuff. If I don't, you know.
Well, you can't. I mean, otherwise you could end up being pretty wound out of shape if you were like, but I'm here for Comic-Con, and that's, you know, you just, that wouldn't be good.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I'm not going to, you know, worry too much about it. And if I get to see stuff, you know. We'll split up probably. You know, if Renee has some panels she wants to do, she can go do them, all that kind of jazz, you know.
Sweet. So. I just became friends on Facebook with Miss Connie Hill. What do you think of that? So, there.
Did you block Jamie yet?
No. I like Jamie. Sheesh. Awful. Seriously. Why do you put up with him, Jamie?
He can't hear us anyway.
Well, that's right. I'm trying to encourage you, Jamie, but you can't hear me. You'll have to listen to the actual podcast, I guess. Do we want to talk about some television or some movies or anything like that?
Sure.
Maybe? Okay. Why don't we talk about movies first? Because there's been lots of big blockbustery movies.
Yeah, it's been lots of movies. Yeah.
I haven't seen Mad Max yet because Dave already saw it without me, so I didn't get to see it. Aww. So, Rob, what did you think of Mad Max?
Yeah, I said it was. You know, I wasn't going to see it at first, and then, you know, some people I knew saw it, and I just started hearing like amazing things about it, and just, everyone just like. I had such a fun time, so I was like, all right, I have to go see this. So I went and saw it, and it's a fun movie. Like, it's one of those things where it doesn't really have a lull. Like, you know, some movies have that lull and it gets boring. Like, it just kind of it just goes right through, and like, I don't know, it's just super entertaining the whole way through, you know. And it's like, the story's decent, like, it's, you know, but it's not really one of those movies that you see for, you know, the story. It's just like, just constant,
it's an action movie.
Constant action, and it's really entertaining. So and the it just looks great too. Like the visual effects are amazing. So much so that, you know, you don't even really notice them, which, you know, I think that's really the best sign of you know, best judge of visual effects is when you don't really notice that they're there.
Definitely.
But yeah, I mean, it looks fantastic, and it's such a fun movie. I really enjoyed it. You know, if you haven't seen it and it's not in your theater, it's like definitely, like, you know, it's definitely worth a rent when it comes out.
Well, I heard they did a lot of practical effects on that, didn't they?
Yeah, there were a lot, but there were quite a lot of, you know, visual effects as well. Just a lot of filling in of backgrounds and whatnot. And,
yeah.
But yeah, there was a good balance of practical and visual effects, which hopefully is what Star Wars does, but you know, and it seems like they are. But you can, you know, you can do plenty of visual effects and have them be seamless.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. But it is adding more practical definitely helps.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Which is, I hope, a growing trend.
You think? Yeah.
It seems like people are going back that way. But
yeah.
Did either of you see Jurassic World yet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw it.
Yes.
I have not seen it yet, and I really want to see it. We'll probably see it while we're on vacation.
Nice.
How was it?
It was... I enjoyed it. I saw it in the AVX 3D. So it's like the reclining chairs and
nice.
The music all around you kind of happening. And I thought it looked amazing. Like, it was so good. And there were all these nice little hints back to the original movie, which was kind of cool. And the only thing I kept thinking was that I just felt really, really bad about female Richie Cunningham having to run around in high heels the whole time.
Richie Cunningham.
Yeah. Female Richie Cunningham.
Oh, his daughter. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. I missed the female
It looks
part.
Like him in a wig, pretty much. No, that's not true. She's beautiful. But, but like, the entire movie, she's in high heels. I'm like, at some point, are you going to not break the heels off your heels and run around without high heels on?
Jeez.
You're in the jungle. There are dinosaurs. Why are you wearing high heels? What's wrong with you?
Well, you got to look good when you're killing the dinosaurs.
Yeah, that's your priority. Run. Anyway, I thought it was awesome. What did you think, Rob?
Yeah, I enjoyed it as well. I thought it was... you know, you can't really touch the original, but I think for sure that this was, you know, the second best movie in the series.
Hmm.
Definitely better than 2 and 3.
Yeah, I hope so.
Which I don't even remember if I saw those. Feat,
but, not necessarily yet.
Yeah, I thought it was enjoyable though. Like, I thought it was very. I mean, it is very reminiscent of the first movie. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't feel like they're copying things. But yeah, I mean, it was. It was well done. I thought it was entertaining. It looked good.
What did you think of the biggest action hero of the summer? What did you think of him? Like, to me, it kind of... I don't know if it was the motorcycle and the leather vest, but when I saw the poster, when we drove by the movie theater, I was like, oh my God, Indiana Jones is coming out. I don't know why.
Indiana Jones is coming out. Yeah.
He does have an indie vibe to him, I guess. Oh, cool. Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Chris Pratt. Yeah, I mean... Yeah, I mean, I love him. He's good. He's great.
Yeah, because he's got that humble, self-effacing funniness to him as well, which is really good, which is always a nice quality to find in famous people who are doing really well.
He's a humble bragger.
A humble bragger. Yeah, it's true. Like James Gunn, who holds periscopes constantly. It's like, James, I don't want to follow you if you keep this shit up. Like, honestly, do some work on the movie, okay?
Oh, man. Constant periscoping.
Yeah, he's like, you know, flatter me some more. I need it. I'm having a writer's block. Yeah, no, it's definitely worth seeing. Did you say you saw it in 3D, Rob?
I did not. No, oh, I'm kind of. I feel like I'm kind of over the 3D thing, to be honest. Like, it's just, it's so much extra money, and I don't really feel like
it adds that much.
It really adds. Yeah. Certain movies, you know, I feel like it. It does, but other than that, it's just, I don't feel like it's worth it most times. Like, so, you know, Jurassic World, I didn't feel it was like going to really enhance it that much.
I kind of feel like with action movies that's what they were made for a little bit, except I have to be honest, the very best 3D movie where I felt the most immersed in the world I've ever saw was The Lorax. That was ridiculous.
You saw that in 3D?
I
said you saw that in 3D.
Yeah. Well, my dad went and we took my niece Rebecca and so we saw it in 3D because it was a special event to see take her. But yeah, I don't know if it was because the first one I'd seen in a really, really long time, the new technology, but I was just absolutely immersed in it.
Yeah.
And not so much now. I don't know, maybe like you say, you're kind of getting over it. But I always feel like, you know, Dave and I are dinks, so we can, you know, if we're going to go and see a movie, it's not going to, like, dual income, no kids. We're not going to go see them that often that we might as well pay the extra little bit of money to get the full experience. But I kind of agree with you. I don't think every movie, like, needs to be seen that way, but I like my action movies in 3D.
Yeah.
So.
Makes sense. Don't hate them. I just, especially in New York, like, I don't know how the prices are there, but, like, If you want to see a 3D movie, you're paying like, you know, $22 at least, you know, with
taxes
and everything.
Yeah, it's true. It's about.
Yeah.
But we've been taking some time right now. Dave's been taking a little bit of time off with me right now. So we've been going to movies on Tuesdays, which is a little bit cheaper. And we've been going in the middle of the day while the kids were still in school. We'd have the theater to ourselves. It was fantastic. Nice. So
nice.
Sweet. So yeah, I liked it. I hope you guys enjoy it.
I also saw Inside Out.
What did you think of it? I want to go see it, but I just know I'm going to bawl my eyes out in the theater.
it's not really one of those. It's not really one of those tearjerker movies, to be honest. But it is very good, and probably one of Pixar's best in a while. And
I've heard
because the last few that they've done have been eh.
Yeah, not
so.
Been
yeah, like you know, Monster University was okay. Brave sucked.
And really? Then the
yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Sorry. I wouldn't say it was their best movie ever, but that's harsh.
I mean, it wasn't very good. I'll say that. Okay, I'll say this. I don't think it was up to Pixar standard. Say that. Just, you know, from the other things I've done, it just didn't live up to me. But Inside Out was very good. And it's original, which was good, and not a sequel.
So amazing. That's
a plus.
Yeah, yep. that's a big plus these days.
Yeah. It's interesting, too, because it's it has an equal balance, I'd say. Usually Pixar sticks to either they personify, you know, things.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the main characters, or in a couple of cases, they'll stick with people.
Yeah, yeah.
But there was a very equal balance of following both, you know, the emotions and the person as well, the girl that they're, you know, controlling essentially.
Interesting.
So yeah, it was kind of an interesting thing because you know they're kind of both the main characters in a way, so it's kind of like two main characters. So just a little bit something, just I don't know, it's just new and unique and fresh. It was a refreshing to see that, you know, them do it. It was funny. The funny good voice cast, you know, essentially like The Office basically.
Yeah, that's a good point.
/ Parks and Rec. Yeah. So yeah, it was really good.
I'm really interested to see it. Is it worth seeing it in the theater?
I think so. Yeah, I mean, of course you can wait too, but you know, I think it's worth seeing.
Well, on the complete opposite end of the scale, I saw San Andreas with The Rock in it.
Oh God, how was that?
Yeah, well, the story was, you know, barely there.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a very, very typical disaster movie.
Mm. Very typical.
The Rock was in it. That's really all you can say.
Yeah, it looked very typical. I'll say that.
There's not a lot more you could say about it than that.
No.
And I also saw Avengers: Age of Ultron, which I thought was cute and sweet and loved it because, you know,
Joss wrote Whedon. It. Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed it. I didn't like the physical manifestation of Ultron.
Okay.
I thought it looked stupid. So that little bugged me a little bit. But I enjoyed the movie, and it honestly, it was so long ago that we saw it now, I almost forgot that we had seen it. That was that fluffy. But it was there, and it was fun, and I enjoyed it. There you go.
That's good.
What you say about it? It's just, you know, they're summer movies. So.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you're just looking to be entertained.
Exactly. Didn't want to think too much about it. And I didn't. Jamie says he saw Love and Mercy last week, and it is a very good movie.
I did want to see that. That's the Brian Wilson biopic, right?
I heard good things. I would assume if it's Jamie, then yes.
Yes.
Probably.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, it's I've heard I definitely heard good things about it. And, I saw a preview for it somewhere, and I was like, "Ooh, I should go check that out." But I haven't really had time with the storm issues around here. there's been that, and plus, I don't know, so many things on the list. That's the thing.
Yeah,
so many movies on the list.
Well, there are, yeah, definitely. it's hard. And there's so much on Netflix and stuff too, right? Yeah. Like,
I watched Going Clear.
Oh, I just watched. That's funny. I just watched that the other day.
Yep. Yeah, I watched that like last week, maybe something like that.
Yeah.
I have not seen that. That's a Scientology one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it reassures you that Tom Cruise is completely crazy.
Well, you know, I'm just waiting for the next marriage contract. I need to know who he's going to marry. I'm looking at your average 14, 15-year-old and trying to figure out who it will be next.
Yeah. <geez. laughs> I found a very, very interesting. I didn't realize like how much like shady crap they do. Like,
yeah, yeah.
It's where, you know, where it's basically prison camps.
Holding people. They got a lot of shady stuff going on.
Yeah, and like, you know, physical assault and stuff and
kidnapping.
Jeez, yeah,
harassment. Yeah,
yeah. And there's like too many, you know, people saying the same thing for it to not be completely made up. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
there's something definitely fishy going on there.
Definitely. And they definitely have something on John Travolta.
That's that feeling I get. It seems like he would love nothing more than to be out of there, but they have some kind of dirt on him.
Yeah, and I think the dirt they have on him probably isn't that big a deal anymore.
Probably not, but yeah.
Poor guy.
I have a feeling one day he'll probably like reveal a lot of stuff and just be like, I don't care, you know? Or
you would think he would have by now. Like, it's like, yeah, man, what's going on?
Yeah, I don't know.
Unless you're in that environment long enough, you kind of do get sucked into it.
Yeah.
And you can easily, you know, start believing it, you know what I mean?
Well, that's why it's a cult, right? I mean,
I mean, it's so easy to, when you're locked into those things, to get kind of...
Well, who knows what they're saying when they're clearing him, like, what will people think of you, and this will ruin your career, and... I'm sorry, I think the whole, like, his behavior in the public is enough already. Like, people are thinking, what the fuck is going on with John Travolta?
He's already kind of crazy.
He's lost it.
Adele Dazeem.
Exactly. And then, not just that, but then the one after that where he was, like, on stage where they're grabbing her face and...
Oh, yeah, that was kind of weird.
Filled
yeah.
with weirdness.
So weird.
Don't touch the girls. Nobody likes it. Just keep your hands to yourself. It's not that hard. Jeez. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, that was pretty good. That's on HBO. So if anybody has HBO and wants to check that out.
Yeah, it's that I want to watch. And I'm dying to watch the Kurt Cobain documentary as well.
Oh yeah, I haven't seen that yet, but yeah, that was another one I was gonna check out on there. Probably watch it on vacation.
Do you know what it's called?
Montage of Heck. Montage of Heck.
Yeah.
Ooh, I think I'll see if we get it.
We'll see if it's in my region.
Canada. Oh, Canada. Give me shows from America.
Anyway. That was nice. That was good.
That is classified. He has a song out called Oh Canada, Oh Canada, and it's quite good. It does in fact insult the Americans just a little bit about, you know, how some people are ignorant and think we don't have phones, but we invented it.
Well, wasn't it a Frenchman who invented it?
It was not a fucking Frenchman. It's a Canadian. Up your nose. Well, this
are you sure?
Anyway, yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Because a lot of those inventions were kind of... bunch of people came up with them at the same time kind of stuff, and
no one will ever know the truth because history is written by the victors.
Yes exactly.
So whoever stole the patent first,
that's what I mean. Yeah, it's, you know.
Okay, so let's not revisit history because yay Canada. But what else have we got? We're pretty much no movies. We're done with movies. Seen lots of good summer movies. We've done our bit. We've added to the pool of movie income with the movies we've seen. All the big blockbusters, we've covered them. I have not seen any of True Detective Season 2 yet. I have two of them on my PVR, but I'm waiting for the right moment.
Yeah, I watched the first episode.
Yeah, I haven't seen them yet either, but...
Yeah, I'm already not expecting it to be as good as the first season, but I feel like, how can you? Like, the first season was so good.
Yeah.
So I've already lowered my expectations.
How do you feel about the cast? How's the cast
look? I guess my one problem so far, or concern rather, is just that there's more main characters now. So you've got Colin Farrell, you've got Vince Vaughn.
Yeah.
You've got Taylor Kitsch and Rachel McAdams, right? So three of them are cops.
Two of them are Canadian.
No. Two of them are Canadian. I got really confused watching it because there's just so many things happening. But you know, they've got to introduce basically four big characters and their backstories and stuff. So, you know, pilots are hard. They really are. So, you know, I'm hoping that, you know, you'll kind of get it as you go along.
Well, and season one was kind of like that. The first couple episodes were...
Yeah, it's true.
We're not easy to get through necessarily, you know?
Not necessarily, but I felt like it was a little bit simpler in terms of, you know, you had two main characters.
Yeah, they're definitely with that.
It was just easy, a little bit easier to follow a general storyline. This is like, there's so many...
I feel like if someone said, synopsize True Detective Season 1 for me, I honestly don't
know. Oh, no, you're right. Yeah.
Do that.
No, I mean, so at some level, yeah, but at least you know that, you know, they're... being questioned about a previous investigation, like at the very basic level, you know what's happening, but there's so much going on that you assume is going to eventually get intertwined, but it's just, there's a lot to process in the first episode. So I'm hoping that they kind of, you know, just kind of ease it out and you know.
Well, apparently there's a big wow moment at the end of two.
Yeah, I saw that too. It was all over Facebook. Okay. But thank you, everybody, for not spoiling it.
I have no idea what it was, but apparently huge... that everybody was like, whoa. That's all I saw was like, whoa, everywhere.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting that. That's what I saw a lot of. I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah. So apparently whatever it was pretty crazy because, you know, there's been some crazy stuff in that show. And we're just coming off Game of Thrones, which had some crazy stuff.
Yeah, did that get better?
Let's see. Yeah, there was. Yes, and some things did, some things didn't.
For which, Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
Are you not watching anymore, Rob?
I just haven't had time to catch up on it. I've watched like the first like three or so.
There are some big moments that are worth seeing.
Yeah,
it wasn't a good season overall. I'll say that for sure. Mm-hmm. Let's see. What happened? Jamie's heading to Dorne when you're looking at, you're watching it. Jamie and what's his name?
Bronn.
They're off to Dorne, probably. Mm-hmm. That's a great storyline.
Well, the thing is they are like pretty off book, so nobody really knows what's happening anymore.
That's not really the problem, though.
No, it's not. That's not the problem. But the thing is that it's hard to even know kind of where it's going now because it's so different. It's so different.
There's some really good big stuff that happens, and some well done stuff. But there's also a lot of just meandering, like blah.
Well, if for no other reason you have to know who the Shame Nun is, so I would say watch it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's worth finishing because it's not like they focus on one thing for a whole show and you're like, oh, crap, we're stuck in this place for the whole show. You know, they bounce around. The one time that they kind of do that, it's well worth it. So, you know, the couple times
I enjoyed this season. I don't know. I just found it. I just found some of the stuff, you know, from a female point of view to be a little difficult, as usual with the show. But I.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know.
Oh, but we talked about that. Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about that. It's like you kind of have to just make a decision last season if you were going to just throw your hat in the ring and keep watching, or pull the plug. And I've decided that since I've gone this far with it, I'm going to keep watching it. Because I'm interested to see what they're going to do next. You know, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I need resolution. Damn it. Resolution. Who's the king? For frick's sakes. Or queen.
How will we It'd be know? Nice if someone else takes the throne. Be yeah. Nice change.
Tommen Lannister? Tommen, not Lannister.
Tommen, whatever his name is. Yeah, Lannister. You mean, I don't know who would take it at this point. Who the hell knows? My theory now is that the White Walkers are the heroes.
Uncle Kevin.
That's still my theory, is that the White Walkers are the heroes. And I mean that, really. They are the actual heroes of the story, I think.
Like, they're going to wipe out all of humanity, and in the end, the world will be better because...
How could it not be?
Well... just wait. You're going to be in with the sweaty masses next week. Of people. All the people.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, I would finish it. I wouldn't, you know, you got a whole year. I wouldn't rush.
I think it moves along well. I think that there's some stuff that people have wanted to see that they get to see. And then I think that there's some stuff that nobody expected because there was no basis for it. But it's still interesting. Mm-hmm. That's what I would say. Yeah. What else can you say? That's about it. What else? I am the only one who's been watching TV. Apparently that's so sad. Dark Matter. I think this is Canadian. I'm not sure. I think you guys must get it on FX or Sci-Fi. You guys get it on Syfy. Which means it may not very well be Canadian. I don't know. These six people wake up on a spaceship, and they are... No, it's got to be... It's definitely Canadian. Definitely Canadian.
It's definitely Canadian.
It's most definitely Canadian. Zoe Palmer's in it. It has to be. And none of them remember anything about themselves. Like, they're all had their mind wiped. And so they it's got a bit of a Firefly, trying really hard to be Firefly vibe. Please call us Firefly. It's got that going on a little bit. But I think that I like this a lot. There's two that have come out recently on Space Channel, and the other one is called Killjoys. And Killjoys is about these three bounty hunters. And they have a really super strong female lead in that one. So that one's really cool, too. So I don't know. If you have an opportunity to check out either one of them, they just started. Killjoys has Aaron Ashmore in it. And I know a lot of people like him. And they both have a really fun, you know, Canadian sci-fi vibe to them. So it's not Cleopatra 2020 or whatever. That's 25.
Cleopatra 2525. Was that Canadian? Not that bad. Was that Canadian?
Oh, it's got to be, doesn't it?
I think it was just one of those bad, like...
I can't imagine anything that bad is filmed anywhere other than here.
That was a pretty bad show, from what I remember.
I wish it was awesome. Awesomely terrible. those two. The other thing I watched was Grace and Frankie on... Frankie and Grace? Grace and Frankie? On Netflix.
Oh, with what's her name?
Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin.
Yeah, Lily Tomlin. No, I saw it on there. I haven't watched it though.
This was so good. Honest to God, this was so good.
Was it
really got in touch with like the I felt like it was so realistic, like how people would actually behave. You know, the premise is these two guys have been business partners for 25 years, and they're getting ready to retire. And they hold a family meeting to let their wives know that they've been secretly in love with each other for the last 25 years, and they're leaving their wives. And then their wives end up at the beach house living together, and they're like polar opposite people. One of them's like a hippy-dippy And the other one is like, you know, like ladies who lunch kind of lady. And so these two ladies living together turns into some quite interesting things. So, and even the story of the two men together, because it's, what's his name? Who is it? Why can't I remember his name? Come on. two very famous men. Either of you know?
I do not know because I haven't seen it.
Oh. Yeah, it is Sam Waterston and...
Oh, okay.
Sam Waterston and the other guy is way more famous than that. Martin Sheen. And so they play the husbands, and it also shows their relationship and how things are from their perspective, because just because all of a sudden now they're living outside of this secret they've been keeping doesn't by any stretch mean that life is perfect. Every single episode of that series, I laughed out loud and I bawled my eyes out every single episode. It was so good. So well done. Watch it. Watch it, watch it, watch it. And maybe it just shows my age that I'm an old lady. I don't know.
So you like watching old people now?
Maybe. I think I shouldn't like this as much as I do. But I do.
Oh, so, man.
So I enjoyed that. I think that's all we have for TV.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't really watched anything I can think of. I'm trying to, let's see, finish Game of Thrones. What else has been on?
I think it's summertime and we've kind of been playing outside.
Yeah, basically. I can't think of anything other than... Were you guys finished Daredevil last time we talked?
I have still not finished Daredevil.
Really?
We've never had a time... This is why we haven't watched True Detectives. We haven't had a chance to just sit down together and watch something, and since we're watching that show together, we kind of stalled out on it. I don't know why. Maybe it's that, you know, the middle hump that Rob was talking about, you know, where things kind of have their slow period. But, we haven't finished it yet. We really enjoyed it. It wasn't that we weren't enjoying it. It just kind of fizzled to the back burner. Right?
Yeah, I hear you. I definitely hear that.
I think it might be because the dogs ate the converter or the remote converter. Dave's like, what are you converting it into? Fuck off. Converter, I'm old. What do you want? The dogs ate the remote to my stereo, so it's really hard to switch between functions. God, my life.
That makes it harder to do stuff for sure.
Yes. The only other thing I've been doing is one of the friends of our show, whose initials are JW, lent me copies of the Dresden Files on audiobook, and I've been enjoying those quite a lot. I'm on book three.
Yes, I'm listening to those too. They're so good.
Yeah, I'm on book three, and I'm really enjoying them. Yeah. I didn't remember that it was James Marsters that read it, so that was a bit of a surprise. Yeah. And then in book two, where there's a character named Spike, it just made me giggle every time he said it.
Oh, God.
He's really good. Like, I couldn't imagine, like, he just embodies Harry Dresden. I couldn't imagine, you know, anyone else, you know, voicing that, you know,
it's
that character.
Funny, isn't it? When you listen to somebody so much, it's kind of like, oh, another podcast news. Has anybody listened to Undisclosed?
Yeah, I think I'm mostly caught up.
I think I am. But I've been listening to Dresden Files for a really long time, so I've listened to like 2.5 books in the last week. So I gotta sleep listening to Spike talk me to sleep. And I'm not even that big of a Spike fan. So. What do you think of that, Mike, the Undisclosed podcast? Do you think Adnan did it? Now knowing the more information you have, what do you think?
I don't know. There definitely wasn't enough evidence to convict him or probably even try him. But, you know, that's all I know.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's like people have said they've never spent so much time listening to a case since, you know, O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, I don't think people realize how much is dependent on memory.
Yeah.
And how incredibly awful memory is.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And to have a whole system that's heavily dependent on memory is a really bad idea.
It's not as much anymore. Because everyone's got recording devices now?
Yeah, and no. That's true. I mean, this was 99, so it's a little different. It is right before right before that breakout, so that is true. But, yeah, no, it's still the case, and, you know, human error is a bad, bad thing.
Yeah.
And even, like, they had all of those, all these people convicted for, they were doing that hair analysis, mm-hmm. the FBI, and, like, they kind of faked a lot of it.
Well, because it really comes down to the ethics, like, of the person who is doing it, right?
Yeah.
Not everyone has great ethics, though.
Yeah, it's, you know, and maybe it's just because the person was lazy and they were just like, yeah, whatever, the person probably did it anyway, so, yeah, blah, blah, blah. So I don't know. I think it shows people, like, the reality of what any justice system is, because it's dependent on people.
Yeah, but I think the thing for me with the podcast specifically is that towards the end of the podcast, you can almost hear the host snickering, mm-hmm. and I found that a little bit difficult. So I, you know, it's hard to listen to people.
The end of which one?
At the end of Undisclosed.
Oh, okay.
Like, you can kind of hear them when they're like, and so he was supposed to be there. Please. You know, like, so it's like, where's the objective, you know? Okay, sorry, I'm getting text messages. So it becomes like, and I understand how difficult it is to be objective through that.
Yeah.
Process. But I think that if you're going to say, well, we are three lawyers and we are examining the evidence.
Yeah. I mean, they're being objective too. Not really, though. I mean, they can't be objective. Well, I mean,
I think the two of them can.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The one can't.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was the other girl, not the one that's friends with the family, that I found really started to get real. She turned. At some point where she stopped being quite subjective, and she was like, you could hear that she decided in her mind that he had not done it, and how ridiculous all the evidence was.
I don't know if she decided that he didn't do it or that all the evidence was ridiculous, which it was.
Right.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if
two different things.
Yeah, right. I don't know if you can get aggravated at someone for looking at evidence over and over and over where just complete disregard for anything else happened.
Right.
Complete disregard for logic happened. Completely racist. The nonsense was thrown out.
Well, that's what it has to be, right? It has to be completely based in racism.
No.
Right?
It can be incompetent. People assume competence for some reason. I don't assume people are competent.
No, I don't either. Because think about just you and your... Sorry, go ahead.
Everybody, you know, everybody has good days and bad days and, you know... In a job where you have 100% of people, probably like 10% do a really good job.
Right, which is terrifying.
And 10% do a really shitty job. And the rest of everybody else is just getting through the day. Well, even if you're just getting through the day in that job, you're probably making some huge mistakes just because.
Oh, absolutely. I have literally been at work and I've said, wow, can't wait for next week to find these mistakes because you're just having such a shitty day.
Yes.
And you know.
Well, and imagine somebody's life depends on it.
I know. Well, that's why I don't work in a court system.
Yeah. But they're still human. I mean, it is what it is. And I don't know. People assume competence or something special, you know, based on job titles. And I'm like, no, it's just people. You know,
right.
This is the reality of people. So if you don't want to look at that reality, then, you know.
But the one particular detective, it seems like he kind of went out of his way to make things swing. Either, I don't know, laziness or.
It could have just been typical, you know, where he assumed this is who did it. So, you know, he geared everything that way. It could have just been subconscious in that, you know.
But it's like they never looked at the boyfriend at all.
Yeah.
They never looked at him.
The problem, yeah, it's...
So to me, it speaks to like, okay, so they saw this brown boy, and they were like, yep. He did it. Like, that seems to me like what happened.
Because that's possible, yeah. I mean,
it seemed
totally the prosecutor certainly brought a ton of racial stuff into it.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing seemed like... So for me, I would like to know... What was the tension like between the Muslim community and the rest of the community? Like, that would be interesting to me.
Well, I'm sure, like, at any point in time, it was not good.
You know, well, especially not necessarily. I mean, not necessarily.
No,
how
necessarily,
how
yeah.
close to 9/11 was this?
No, this was before. It doesn't matter. It's reality. I mean, this was already on the radar.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
But I guess, like, I live in a city where there's these huge two differences in the cultures, right? We have a huge Chinese Asian population, and then, well, there's not. I mean, so we have this. Everyone tries to be kind of polite about it, but there's kind of this always undertone. You know, we talked about it a lot on this show before. There is always this undertone. They don't like us. Then, you know, we feel resentful about that. So there's always this kind of undertone. And I wonder if that was kind of the cultural situation there at the time. Do you know what I mean? Like, I just am interested in that. Just as a knowing thing. I'd like to know that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if that drove it or not, or if it was, oh, here's the ex-boyfriend. Seems likely. Easy target.
Jay? What is Jay's deal? I cannot get it.
I don't know.
I just don't get Jay.
I don't get any of it, but I don't know. I just think everything's kind of a mess because you're relying, especially on this case specifically, where you don't have any kind of solid evidence otherwise.
Yeah, but even more than that. Okay, so say some random serial killer killed her.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell would motivate Jay to go to the police and involve himself in a crime? Like,
I don't remember. I forget how exactly he ended up there. Didn't they talk to him first or something?
Well, I thought that they had talked to Stephanie first, or one of the girls, the girl first, and she had implicated Jay in it somehow.
Yeah, I don't know.
And so he ended up getting called in and speaking to them about it. But why would he say, oh, well, I helped him bury the body and blah, 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 and his story changes and changes and changes. Like, it's so odd. It's like there's got to be some massive mental illness there, or he's telling the truth.
Well, I mean, he could have just been led down a road, and, you know, maybe he's a compulsive liar. I mean,
that's a mental illness, is it not?
Well, you know? I don't know. I guess, yeah. I mean, there's people who just believe what they're saying, no matter what, and you know. I don't know. The whole thing's so messy. If it doesn't show you how unreliable everything is, then I don't know what you're listening to or understanding. Because it's just.
Well, yeah, exactly. If for nothing else, it shows you how sloppy and messy the whole process is.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. It's just so. You know, unless you're. You have somebody on video who did something and it's clear as day and everything's pretty clear as day. Or even, like, you know, somebody who, I mean, even confessions are tough, but somebody who confesses to something ahead of time without any coercion and, you know.
So weird.
It's just people are malleable. It's just too easy to change what somebody says or thinks or remembers or understands. And
well,
it's just, you know.
Absolutely. We've seen that even just in our conversations where we'll have a conversation with someone, I really don't like that, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, oh, well, but what about that? Well, you know, okay, well, I guess you're kind of right.
Yeah, I mean, and now imagine you're 17 in a police station, you know, and they're telling you what you remember.
Yeah. Colleen just got my message. I told her we were just wrapping up and talking about Undisclosed. She says, I have so many thoughts on that show, as I'm sure Mike told you.
Oh, we've talked about it many, 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 many.
That's where she wanted to hop on.
We had like an 8 million word back and forth text about it. I might be one episode behind. I got to catch up, but yeah. No, I get what people are saying when they feel like they hear attitude in the voices. I assume it's just lawyers being lawyers, but that's my assumption of it, that they're just lawyers being lawyers. And also, some of it is so ridiculous. Like, really, this is what you guys did and you didn't think twice about it, you know? And I can understand where somebody would be like, what the hell is wrong with these people? You know, but
Well, when you look at it from a distance over all of these years, right, and not being at all involved in it, it's easy to say, well, this is ridiculous. Regardless of what, there is so much reasonable doubt that they should open his door of his jail cell right now and let him go. Right? I mean, that's kind of how it feels to me. Like, there's just, regardless of whether he's guilty or he's innocent, there's so much reasonable doubt.
Oh, to me there is, but that's, you know. I don't understand what the jurors were thinking. I mean, I didn't see what they saw, so I don't know.
Which is why I wonder about the racial issue at that time in that community.
Well, I'm sure. I don't know who was on the jury or anything like that, yeah. But
it just that kind of stuff always interests me, just from a sociological kind of standpoint.
Yeah, I'm sure that played a part in it. It always does. I mean, I can tell you, I was on a jury for a murder a couple years ago. There was basically no evidence. There was literally no deliberation, and half the people, when we were in the jury room, admitted that, I mean, they were stunned. You know, older white woman, another white dude, whatever. They're like, we just assumed if somebody was brought to trial, they had enough evidence and they were guilty.
Well, yeah. How do you even get that far in the judicial system with no evidence? How does that happen?
And they got to the point where they were like, literally everybody who walked into, when we walked in to deliberate, after all the evidence was laid out, everybody just kind of looked at each other like, there's nothing to deliberate. there was literally nothing.
That's crazy.
They were the whole thing was reliant on two drug addicts, dealers, witness statements who were there in the middle of the night. One was a couple hundred feet away, and the other probably was involved in it.
And this is why you need Matlock. You were how many feet away, sir? And don't you wear glasses? Were you wearing your glasses at the time, sir? You were not, were you? Because they were in the repair shop, weren't they?
Yes.
See, this is what you need Matlock for.
So here were people who went in with the preconceived notion that this person was guilty. And still, like 2 seconds after we were back there, we're like, couldn't even find evidence. So I look at it as a similar kind of thing, you know, it's a similar kind of case, because it was dependent on witnesses and nonsense like that. And it was just like, you know, come on. You're going to put somebody away for life based off what some people remember?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. The whole thing's messy. I mean, he very well could have done it. I'm not saying he's innocent or not. I mean, who knows? I think it's just as likely that he did it that he didn't. But, you know, I don't know if you put somebody away for life for that.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. If you're putting somebody away for life, it better be a little bit more than he may or may not have done it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It better be. Yeah, we really, really, really know.
Yeah. We caught him with our heart near his hand.
Yeah, we definitely know that he did it.
I mean, that's the way our justice system is supposed to work, innocent until proven guilty, right?
And beyond a reasonable doubt.
Right, right. And he, as far as I'm concerned, he wasn't proven guilty.
Not at all. Yeah, way too many.
Yeah, well, look at what's happening with Rikers Island right now. There's people who've been in there for 6 years who haven't gotten to trial yet.
That's crazy.
Locked is that up. Even?
Do you know what
that's this? Illegal.
You would think. Wait, I'll tell you the way this works. Because your jail system is privatized, and companies make money based off the amount of inmates they house. That's how that happens. Doesn't benefit them to get them quickly through the system.
Well, no.
They have no money. They're poor. So what are they going to do? Fight with what? Beans?
Yeah, well, yeah, that's part of it. If you have no money, you're not getting anywhere. So,
yeah, this is my anti-corporate America stance.
Well, no, Rikers is the private prisons are a different issue, but they are worse for sure. Far, far, far.
The judges, it's been proven.
So yeah, now Undisclosed is, I think, interesting and definitely is another good look at the case.
Yeah,
you have to go in there understanding that it is put together by someone who's invested on his side. But I think they do a pretty fair job. It's different than Serial. It's not, you know. I thought Serial at times was a little too wishy-washy.
I felt like Sarah was kind of falling a little bit in love with Annette, and that's how I felt.
Yeah, I don't know that, or if she had a different thing she was doing. I mean, she was telling a story, whereas this is strictly examining the case.
But it can't be a strict examination of the case with the amount of editorialism going on.
Well, they're editorializing about the evidence, so I mean, that makes sense, you know.
Yeah. Colleen says she wishes she could join us. She'd like to argue more with you about it.
Well, she's wrong. It's okay.
Maybe next time, Colleen.
I'm sure we will argue about it at the end of next week.
Yeah. When do the shows come out? I just got them all in a big blob, and then I kind of... They do 2 a week? Is that right? I thought there was 2.
Something like that. Yeah, it's like there's like an addendum or something, and then a full one or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Orphan Black. Rob, did you see Orphan Black? Rob,
I've not watched it yet.
I haven't watched it yet. Oh no.
And then
you're a Cylon. What happened?
Intended to.
Oh, there you are.
Exterminate.
It is so good. Like, I love that show. That has got to be one of my favorite shows. And fucking Helena kicks ass and takes names. Do you want a horse baby or a cow baby? Wait, that was from last year. Spoilers.
Excellent.
I say that to Dave all the time. Do you want a horse baby or a cow baby? He hasn't watched the show, so he doesn't know what it means. He just like, looks at me like I've lost my mind.
He's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I have no idea.
I think we got to get Colleen on here. Like,
oh god!
She's still texting me.
You brought up Undisclosed. That you'll be all night. You'll be getting that.
See, I didn't even. How about this? Because I didn't even realize that this existed. So
thank God for our show.
Catch up on it.
Yeah,
it's definitely worth listening to.
I'll listen to it, and then next show.
Yeah, definitely.
We can talk about it.
Yes.
Yeah.
When I see her in San Diego, I'll tell her to you'll be watching. Be listening to it. It definitely adds another facet to it, I'll tell you that. And they get a little more in-depth with the evidence and how things were handled and stuff like that. But, I mean, you do have to obviously go in with the idea of who put it together. But I think it is a pretty fair look. I'll say that.
I feel like you have to hear Serial first, though.
Yeah, you have to have the basics of the case. So, you know, that makes sense.
Defo. Anyway, right. That's good. Yeah. What else? I think that's it. I'm so jealous that you are going to Las Vegas.
You know, last time I was in Vegas was with Rob and Chris and Corey.
Oh my God, I'm extra jealous now.
That was a good time.
That was a while ago. And you know, yeah. I just haven't had a desire to go back.
Oh, did they spoil you for it or what?
No. It had nothing to do with that. It had to do with like how the city changed itself. And it was, like we used to go like twice a year. And as the strip changed, it just I don't know. It's just not what I like anymore.
Well, it seems to have changed from the big whales that they like to catch to those of us on the ground actually having to pay for stuff lots.
Not even that. I mean, just the. City Center really ruined the strip for me.
Really?
Yeah, like completely ruined it.
See, and I love City Center. Yeah. That's where I stay.
I mean, it may be fine as a place to stay, but it ruined the strip. I mean, it's unwalkable now.
Because of all the overpasses.
It's just unwalkable. It's not, you can't walk up and down and stop here, stop there, see this, you know, whatever, play at the boardwalk, play at a castle, stop, you know.
Yeah.
It just became so over the top, and the construction really just ruined it for me. That's what ruined it.
Well, it's all done now, and it's a lot more passable. Like, you can now take, you can now go, like, New York, go down, like, the overpass,
yeah,
go
but
through
you're,
the Monte Carlo, yeah. And then you can take the tram Aria up to Bellagio.
But then you're going up an overpass, down here, over there, yeah. around Harrah's. You got to go around the circus, around here, over there, you know.
Oh, believe me, as a person who has difficulty with walking distances, I have definitely noticed that it's made it almost impossible for me to go to Las Vegas at this point for walking. We're trying different things now because, like, if we take the douche, you're on that fucking thing for hours getting back and forth. So, I mean, like, what's next? I don't want to have to rent a freaking old lady scooter.
Yeah.
Las Vegas, you know?
Yeah, for me, it just lost its appeal just because of how it changed some. But I still like the desert and things like that, so.
Well, what do you think about maybe going downtown then?
Nah,
it's so grubby.
I just don't have the energy to deal with the griminess.
Yeah. It's fine at night, but during the day, you're like, ooh, ugly lights.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I've been downtown. I like downtown. It's fine. But, I mean, this time we're traveling with Connor, so we're just hanging out down at the Silverton, which is off the strip, so.
Oh, okay.
And out towards, like, a quick, easy drive to Red Rock from there.
Nice. What's that? Is it Lake Havasu? Lake Havasu?
What's that?
It's just down, it's where the London Bridge is now.
Yeah, it's Lake Havasu.
Okay. Have you ever been there before?
No.
Oh. I'm interested in going there, because Dave's not that interested in Vegas anymore, but for me, the climate is just amazing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I was thinking if we could get the climate maybe without the Vegas.
Oh, yeah, there's plenty of places to do that, though. Well, you do Palm Springs. That's a more climate.
Is that it?
I think that's it, yeah. You know what? I don't have my phone hooked up, so I can't play the outro music, so we'll pretend it's there, and I'll put it in afterwards.
I will
afterwards.
Sing it. Because
if I play it just from the desktop, it'll be too loud. It'll be, like, obtrusive.
I like your version, Michaela.
Thank you.
Bam, 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 bam. Bam, bam. Oh, God. My throat is so dry. Oh, my God.
I hope you're not stuck on the couch. I hope you get up and get water.
I'm in the basement, so I got to walk all the way upstairs and all the way upstairs again to go to bed. So.
And it's 10:15, and everyone in your house might be asleep. You might have to text someone to come back.
Everybody
and
might
you.
Be, what are you, in this house? Are you insane? No.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no. Well, it's summertime, so Connor never goes to sleep.
Oh, that's true.
Renee gets home at like 8 or 8:30, so she's not going to sleep.
No.
Yeah. So, no, we're a late-night house, apparently. Except for me, who I end up staying up late and then getting up early, which I'm too old. I'm too old, and my body's breaking down. Oh, and New York's coming up. Well, Rob, you live in New York.
New York's always here. Yeah. What are you talking about?
The New York trip is coming up.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm excited.
I get back.
I'm not even, are you coming?
I'll probably come up Saturday. Oh. Yeah.
So is this Claire and everybody's coming?
Moira Brown.
I'm excited to see Moira.
Yeah.
Oh, and Moira, I miss
Claire.
Moira so bad.
Dan Tammy. Illyrio's not coming because he's going to Portugal, I believe.
Ooh, I guess that's...
John, his wife, his son.
I wish I was going to New York.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm going to go up probably Saturday because I was going to go up Friday, but since I'm just getting back from vacation, I don't want to take another day off. After being off for 2 weeks right before that. So I figured I'd chill out on that and go up on Saturday. All right.
Are you ending the show?
I'm ending the show.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Bye.
Good luck.